Hello, angels. Before we get into today's episode, I'm so excited to talk to you guys about Millionaire Mentor. So, Millionaire Mentor is my new mentorship program where I am teaching you the most effective, most pleasurable, most abundant way to run your business. So, this program is for you if you are a mentor or you work in the online service provider. And you are currently feeling burnt out, frustrated, overwhelmed. You feel like you've done everything. You've done the sales pages, you've done the funnels, you've done the marketing campaigns. You keep doing all this strategy, but it's not getting you to the results that you desire. And you're looking for a mentor, someone who can support you and guide you in a way in business that starts to feel really freaking good. You start to achieve illogical success. The floodgates start to open for you, and finally, you feel like you've unlocked, you've pushed past your upper limit, and things start to feel flowing towards you instead of pushing a boulder up a hill. This is what you're gonna get by joining Millionaire Mentor. Millionaire Mentor is gonna give you all the tools, all the resources, and all the mindset rewiring so that you can unlock your most successful self. Now, I always say you can never out-exercise a poor diet, meaning you can never out-earn a poor mindset around business. So, in Millionaire Mentor, not only am I going to give you this strategy that actually feels good, that feels aligned to do, that feels good to have done, get you into alignment, but we are also going to rewire your limiting beliefs so that you are a direct channel for abundance, money, and clients. What you can expect is clients start reaching out to you every day, being like, I don't know what it is, but I need to work with you. You start to seeing your TikToks going viral. You start to see your email open rates go up. Everything just starts increasing because you start unlocking your blocks to your biggest success. This is everything that I've been working on over the past years of running a business, how I double my monthly income without a launch, how I hit six-figure months without even trying. This is how you start making money feel easy. This is how running a business starts to feel easy. So you have more free time to take your family on vacation, to take a trip wherever you want, to book the five-star travel, to book the all-inclusive vacation, whatever you feel like on a Thursday. So if this is calling to you, if this is pulling to you, I invite you to apply below. We have payment plans, we are super flexible, and my goal is just to support you in becoming your most abundant self. All right, let's get into the episode. Hello, angels, and welcome back to another episode of the Money Mindset Manifestation Podcast. Guys, I'm having a weird ass day. I'm having a weird ass day. I had the weirdest sleep of my entire night last night. So, as you guys know, I moved into a new home and I've been sleeping like an absolute baby this week because we went away last weekend for a festival, which was so much fun. But your girl does not bounce back like she used to. It is Thursday and I'm still tired. And I've been going to sleep at 9:30 every night, like a small baby child, resting and starting to feel a little bit better. But then last night, I don't know what happened, but me and T were in bed at like 9:30, and the people below us decided to have a rager, like boop, 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 boop. I felt like I was back at the music festival, but I passed out, which is abnormal for me. Usually I actually just remember I would chirp T in the middle of the night. Because I fell asleep and I'm a very light sleeper, so I don't know how I slept through that. And I remember him being like, How can you sleep through this? I'm like, I'm used to your snoring, and then went back to bed. I'm like, I got it in the middle of the night, baby. And then the music stops, and I'm not joking, a cricket starts. A fucking cricket. Ba 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 ba. They don't have crickets in Canada like they do in Africa. Let me just say that. Cricket screaming all through the night. Again, slept like a baby, but teed in and kept waking up. So I'm waking up today very all over the place. I had chocolate for breakfast. I'm having a coffee, which you guys know I don't usually have, but I'm just living. I feel like I'm on vacation today because my brain is not here. So let's go on vacation today. Let's have a coffee. Let's sip on air. I'm feeling wild. Okay, so today's episode I still don't know what to title this, but I had a moment yesterday. Something wild happened to me yesterday, and it made me realize how much spirituality has changed my life and my relationship to spirituality has really given me everything that I have. And this outlook on life has served me in so many ways, in so many areas, in business and personal relationships, in money, in everything. And so I kind of want to do like a master class on spirituality and how it has impacted every area of my life. And I share this as a way to inspire you either to start, deepen, admire, appreciate your connection to spirituality. Now, I am not a preacher. I'm not here to say that you should or should think in a certain way. I actually think that, like, at the end of the day, we all, no matter what your religion is, what you believe in, we all are believing in a greater power. And it's so cool because I'll hear verbs from the Bible or from different religions. I'm like, okay, that's exactly what if someone would say, like an Abraham Hicks quote. It's just like said in a different way. And so I might get canceled for that, who knows? But anyways, I think that at the end of the day, we all are believing in a higher power, and whatever fucking works for you works for you. That's all it is. Like, whatever works for you and makes you feel happy and makes you feel aligned and makes you feel like you're on the right path, I love that for you. And I want you to keep doing that. Okay? So I'm just gonna share my, story with spirituality. You could say my spiritual awakening, or just this journey that I've had and how it's impacted and supported me in every new area, every transition, every growth phase in my life. Okay, so I have some subtitles here, which is what is spirituality to me? So, spirituality to me is your connection to a higher power, universe, source, God, source energy, whatever you like to call it. I typically use universe, but whatever word works for you. And the idea is that, like, there is a higher power, a higher consciousness that is working harder for you than you could ever imagine. I personally believe that everything is being orchestrated in our favor. And the whole theme of this episode is that, like, everything is happening for you and not to you. Meaning, there is a higher power that is putting people, situations, opportunities in your path for you, not to punish you, not to punish you, but to help you grow and help you become the person that you are meant to be. And you guys, I just had Dr. Teggy on the podcast yesterday, and the episode is everything. And I feel like this episode is a great primer for that episode. It's going to be coming out next Thursday. So keep your eyes, ears, everything open for that, because this episode is going to change lives. So that's how I like to think about spirituality. And as someone who struggled with a belief of feeling supported, feeling like I was alone, that if I want to do something, it was all up to me. Having a connection to spirituality has helped me so much in this area because I no longer feel alone. I no longer feel like if I have to do something, it's all up to me. I feel like I have the best support team in the entire world. And I think we all think this. Just like we all love our dogs the most, we all love our babies the most, like. But I truly believe that my spirit squad, the people, my higher source, angel, whatever you want to call it, is the motherfucking best. They are always looking out for me, and whatever is happening is always happening for me and not to me. And I would say this was really the beginning of my spiritual awakening, is believing this and knowing that there's something out there that is working more for me than I'm working for myself. And so, when did my spiritual journey start? I would say I was very unconscious until second year university. I was just living a very, I wouldn't say it's like toxic life. I was binge drinking a lot. I was very just out of alignment, unhappy, struggling with deep depression, deep anxiety, cystic acne all over my body, very inflamed. If you guys have seen pictures of me, you know. She was an unhappy girly. She was just looking for the next binge drinking session to try to numb the pain. She was looking outside of herself for validation. Did had no self-love, no self-worth, no confidence. Just was, I feel like, existing. Was not thriving, definitely surviving. And I will never forget this one moment. And it was first year university, and I just moved to university. And my parents were FaceTiming me, which is gonna make me a little bit emotional. And I remember they were both like trying to be so happy on the other line. Marley, how's university? And I was just holding back tears and had this pit in my stomach. I was just like, yeah, it's good, because I felt so guilty that everything that it took in or taken me to get there. I was the first one in my family to go to university. I'd taken out all these loans to go to university. I had family members supporting me to be there, and I hated it. I was so depressed. I was so miserable. I really was like, I did not want to be there. And I, to be honest, didn't like, I just didn't want to be anywhere. And it was so hard for me to just swallow my own tears and just put on a happy face and pretend like everything was okay. But I just kept doing that. And the only thing that saved me was, like, honestly, like, just blackout binge drinking every weekend, because for a moment in time, I didn't have to think about how depressed I was. And then I got to just a really rock bottom. I was so happy in my body. I gained a bunch of weight first year university. I couldn't even look in the mirror. My acne was so bad. I honestly wish I had photos to show you guys. And I think it was what you would call a rock bottom, completely out of alignment, completely depressed. And I don't remember the exact moment. I think I started going, well, at that time I was trying everything for my skin, everything under the sun. And I remember speaking to a homeopathic doctor, and she started kind of, I want to say, like, almost coaching me and helping me see things in a different perspective to help me feel less depressed. And it's so strange going back to this feeling, because I'm feeling it right now, and it's so like, oh, I feel just so sad for that version of me and so compassionate. And I remember one day my mom told me to watch this movie, The Secret. And I was like, whatever. And I almost didn't watch it, but then for some reason I watched it. And it captivated me. And I'd always been told that I was lucky. And I always felt like I thought of things and they would happen. It was like something I couldn't really explain. I didn't really talk to anyone about it. But when I watched this movie, I felt it gave me control and it gave me power over my own life. And it made me realize that maybe I can start to control my reality instead of my reality controlling me. And I feel like this happens for a lot of healers, whereas their first entry into healing is actually fitness and health. Let me know if you guys agree with this. But I started working out and I started eating healthier and I started to heal my body. And I feel like this was stage one of my spiritual awakening. Because if you don't feel safe in your home, it's hard to feel that connection to spirit. So it took me years to really heal, and it was a rocky road because I went a little bit overboard with the exercising and da-da-da, but finally I found homeostasis, and that was a journey, a spiritual journey on its own. And I would say this is really where my journey started, was healing myself. And from that, it just trickled into every area. That's when I started listening to podcasts. That's when I started reading books. That's when I started. And like Dr. Teggy is going to tell you next week, it's not a knowing, it's a remembering. And I felt like everything just started to make sense. And then you guys will know that in the beginning of 2019, January 31st, 2019, my dad took his own life. And this moment for me was the real start of my spiritual journey, my spiritual awakening. Because I had a crossroad at this moment. Either I could let this break me, or I could let this make me. And because I'd already had a taste of what it felt like to feel good and feel in alignment and feel in control of my life, because I started using the tools, I started meditating, I started journaling, but very surface level healing, I refused to let it break me. And I had this knowing inside of me that I was meant for more. And I'm going to share with you a story now of something that happened yesterday that just cements and reintegrates the fact that my connection to spirituality or source universe was truly the thing that saved my life and is the thing that brought me to where I am today. So, in that moment, like I said, I made a commitment to myself that I will not let this break me and I will let this make me. And talk about intention. Like, when you have an intention, you have no idea the magnitude of what that and the ripple effect and the re-engineering that happens in your timeline. So I have reflected many, many times to many, many people that when people go through loss, I have no idea how I would have gone through that without my consciousness and awareness and connection to spirituality and how that truly saved my life. Because the first healing I went with or experience was literally a couple days later after that death, and it was a Reiki healer. And the first thing she said to me was, "You know this is happening for you, not to you, right?" And I was like, "You fucking bitch, how dare you say that to me? My dad just died. How dare you just tell me that this is happening for me?" I was so mad, you guys. I hated her. And then we did the healing, and I felt so much peace. So much peace. The first moment of peace that I felt in days. And I was like, okay, there's something here. There's something here. And that sparked my interest. And I would say that was like the beginning of my true healing journey. And okay, so and I just want to, I keep going a little bit there everywhere, but I just want to finish a point, which is over these past years since 2019, feeling connected to my dad and knowing that my dad is actually still here all the time is the thing that has healed me because he's not actually gone. And if I believe that he was gone, then the grief would have been so much harder, so much worse. But knowing that he's still here with me every single day is the thing that gets me through every single day. And yesterday, I woke up and I was anxious. There's something going on that was giving me a lot of anxiety. And I said to Tian, I was like, "Can you just tell me everything's gonna be okay?" That's like my thing. Whenever I'm down, all my friends know this. It's just like, just tell me. Just tell mommy that everything's gonna be okay and she'll be okay. And he's like, "Baby, of course." Like, he was just making me feel better. And then I went outside to do Pilates as I do every single morning. And I had two rainbows literally on the ground on the borders of my Pilates mat. And I was like, "Okay, I hear you, universe. You're here with me. I love signs. I love this shit." Like, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm good. And I felt so much peace. And then I always remind myself, everything is happening for me, everything's happening for me, everything is gonna be more than okay. And then I get to my laptop and I had this, it was the weirdest circumstance, but I have this banking app called Wise, TransferWise, and I had an alert that morning saying you have to check your email. There's an issue going on. And I had to go into an old email that I never ever check. And then I was trying to send something, and they're like, "Your email's been blocked. Please verify your email." So I had to go into my sent folder. And then my heart sank. And this is the weirdest thing, but because I don't even know how this is possible, but all the emails in my sent folder were from my dad from 2008 and 2009 when he was still alive. And since my dad has passed, I've never seen like conversations with him. I sometimes it will come up in weird circumstances, but I always close them because I'm like not ready. But in this moment, I felt ready and I started opening them and reading them. And this is, oh gosh, it was definitely one of the hardest things I've had to do. But reading them, and I know that I was guided there because my dad wanted to tell me that he has me. And that everything is gonna be okay, and that he's supporting me, and he's protecting me, and he's providing for me more than he ever even could when he was still alive. And I believe that, like, meeting Tien, coming to South Africa, having this business, like, I know my dad is working in the background like a motherfucker, like guiding me to the right places, the right circumstances, so that I can have the family that I always wanted, so I can have the love that I always wanted, so I can live in the place that I always wanted. And in those emails, it was literally me saying to him, like, Dad, I wanna run away. Like, I don't wanna live here. I wanna live somewhere that I can adventure. I wanna live somewhere tropical. I wanna be able to have freedom. And like, those messages were so long ago, years and years and years and years ago, like 2008. And now I'm living that. Like, I'm truly living my dream. And it was so humbling to read those messages. And then my dad saying, like that he is always going to be there to support me and provide and protect for me. And then him not being here, but then me still getting and being guided to all these places just shows me that, like, we're never alone and we're always supported. We're always guided, even if someone is on the other side. Even if we think that we're alone, is like we're not. And I think without this awareness, reading those messages would have broken me. But then, you know, it was a very humbling and emotional experience. But I just, like, I looked at those messages and they looked to my right, where it's like I have the most beautiful view to me in like the whole entire world. I live in this beautiful home. In the other room is my gorgeous partner, who is like more beyond what I could ever imagine. My dream man. And it's like, how the fuck did I get here? Like, how, reading these messages, little girl was felt so unsupported, so unhappy, wanting to like create this life, and now I'm living it. And it was such a stark experience. And I share this whole story, this whole journey, because you're not alone. And there, when you allow yourself to receive the support of higher source, higher consciousness, whoever, you will be guided to everything that you could ever desire, more than you could ever imagine. Even better than you could ever imagine. And that's just one story of many that I have with my dad, knowing that he's still here. And every day I literally look to the sky. I don't even know where he is, but wherever the fuck he is, I'm like, thank you. Thank you every day for guiding me here, for guiding me to this life. And I know that, like, I'm just getting started on this journey. I've just scratched the iceberg of what is to come. And I'm so thankful every single day. And that is how, you know, my connection to spirit and spirituality has helped me heal from the loss of my dad. But in other circumstances, it is like in every area of my life, it's changed my life. Understanding money on an energetic level, knowing that the universe wants to give us everything, and the only thing to unlock money is just uncovering what roadblocks are in your way. What belief, what program have you been indoctrinated that you have lies that you believe that you need to unlock so you can connect to the unlimited abundance of money? Business, this idea of like everything is happening for me and not to me has served me every single day. Like, when I think that something is not going to plan, I know that there's just something better. There's something that needs to be unlocked that I'm yet not seeing. It's not that I'm doomed to fail. It's not that I'm not meant to be successful. It's none of those things. I am meant to have everything that I desire. So, knowing that, why is this not coming through? What's the lesson here? What's the learning? You guys know my higher self launch. The day of the launch, my app completely crashed. The only day of the entire year, the app crashed. And I could have had a whole panic attack, freak out. Oh my God, this isn't meant to be, blah, blah, blah. But I knew this is meant to be. And when I reframed and I came from that lens, I was like, oh yeah, it's meant to launch on the 31st. That's the day of my dad's passing. Of course, it's meant to launch on that day. Thank you, Spirit, for stopping this. And then when I launched on that day, everything worked out perfectly. It felt so aligned. It felt so perfect. So whenever anything is happening to you that you feel like is unjust or not fair, ask yourself, how could this be happening for me? How could this be happening for me? And when you come from that lens, it allows you to be creative. It allows you to see things in a different lens that will benefit you, that will support you, that will guide you to your next level. You're gonna get everywhere you wanna go, but either you can get there kicking and screaming, or you can get there enjoying the fucking journey. And I invite you to start enjoying the journey. Lean back. They call them lilos here. I don't even know what they're called. I don't even, can't even think of the English word anymore. Like floaties. Like lean back on your floaty down the river and enjoy the journey. Stop kicking and screaming. Stop untrusting the river. Stop looking for holes in your lilo. Start enjoying the journey, and you will get there so much faster with so much more enjoyment because by being here, just by being here, you are worthy of everything that you desire. There's this idea of worthiness is a program that we've been instilled in because it's easier to think, oh, I'm not worthy, than actually face the truth of what are the beliefs that are holding you back. Okay, I feel like that was 10 hours, but this was literally just 23 minutes. I went through a whole vortex with you guys. Thank you for holding space. I know I got a little bit emotional there, but I just had to share that story with you for anyone who needed to hear this. And I'm just sending you so much love. Thank you so much for holding space for this. And I think I'm always kind of nervous to share the idea of spirituality because I don't want anyone to be like, oh, it's too woo-woo or dismiss it or make fun of it, but I don't care. It's what's dramatically changed my life, what has literally given me the peace and ability to go for my dream life and have this life. And again, I feel like I'm just getting started. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here. You truly mean the world to me. And I'm just sending you so much love today, wherever you are. Hugs and kisses. And if you know of anyone who could benefit from a little bit of a reminder of how supported they are, how everything is happening for you, not to you, and to just trust your journey, if they need that reminder, send this to them. I'd be so grateful. And I'm sure they will as well. Okay, I love you guys so much. See you in the next episode. Bye. Hey. Before you go, would you love a free money hypnosis? You guys. This is what I listen to every single night to rewire my subconscious mind so I can manifest the money that I desire. It is absolutely game changing. If you've heard me talk anything about subconscious mind and anything along the realms of healing your subconscious mind to help align you and attract money into your life, hypnotherapy is the way. It actually heals and rewires your subconscious mind to make it believe and truly allow it to believe that you deserve the money that you desire. So if you want this free money hypnosis, all you have to do is leave us a review, honest review, how you're feeling about the show, take a screenshot right away, and then send it to hello@marleyrose.ca, and we will send you this free hypnosis. You guys, it's going to be absolutely game-changing. It's how all my clients have manifested all of their massive goals in their business and in their life. Okay, thanks so much, you guys. I hope it's a great tool for you to use in manifesting all the money that you desire. Lots of love. Mwah.